Chris Kerrigan, you used to you've had your hand in government for some time, and you are not exactly stoked about the Board of Supervisors punting this campaign finance reform thing. And they're saying lack of public participation to that. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I sat on city government for 8 years, and I think anyone who says that who's been in government knows that it's often the case that the most important issues have the least amount of people coming to show up to speak. The city and county budget regularly passes millions of dollars in budget items with little or no public comment. Doesn't mean that it's not important or that the citizenry doesn't care about the integrity or the accountability of office holders or government. It, in fact, just means that that's why we had have a representative form of government in the first place, is we created it to elect and pay office holders and public officials to do that work for us, to research the issues and act on reason, logic, and principles of good government, not counting how many people showed up in a city council meeting or a county board of supervisors meeting.
Yeah, and it's a complicated thing. There is some self-serving interest going on as well. And if you take the idea that nobody participated in this, that, first of all, is false, because the county has a virtual forum at Open Humboldt, right? And I see 12, 13, 14 comments on there. That is something right there. But you're right. It's a complex issue that demands further discussion. And they are saying, yeah, maybe we'll get to it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it underscores the role of emotion in politics. And emotion, sometimes, whether it's an important issue or not, emotion can bring people out to the city council or county government meetings. And it's oftentimes about something that's very small. You know, I've seen issues over local neighborhoods that bring out tons of people. And really, there's little effect on outside of the neighborhood or the entire county. But that doesn't – I don't take that as to mean that this is the most important issue. I think, you know, each leader has to do their best to sort of represent the entire public, and to hold people responsible because they couldn't come down to a council meeting or didn't show the interest is not to say that people don't care about integrity in government. I think they do. I think it's a primary, if not number one, concern from people I talk to.
Yeah, money in government, if you had to point the finger in one direction, it would be at the Benjamins. Before I let you go, let me ask you a question that could be harder, it could be easy. I'd just ask that you do your best. Chris Kerrigan, who stands to gain the most from campaign finance reform on the Board of Supervisors, and who stands to lose the most?
Well, I think the public stands to lose the most. The ones who gain are from inaction are the office holders, the status quo. When you're running for office, you have and you're in office, you have a tremendous advantage when it comes to fundraising. And so to do nothing to allow the status quo to continue, we'll continue to see hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent on county board of supervisors races, and otherwise good people prevented from running, because who wants to go and ask everyday people for that type of money? You end up going to the people that have it, and those are the industry and the special interests and those who have time to come to board of supervisor meetings in the first place.
Let me restate the question, and again, I'll let you go. I appreciate it. On the Board of Supervisors, which supervisor stands to gain the most and which supervisor stands to lose the most if there are increased restrictions on corporate money in the Humboldt County supervisorial race scene?
Mike, I really don't. I'd have to think about that, because it depends on what the solution that they came up with. But I definitely think that there's a case to be made for taking money out of politics, and for understanding that in this case, and from my perspective, it seems as if the board is acting in their own self-interest, not the public interest.
Chris Kerrigan, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for keeping this discussion going.
Yeah, bye-bye. Well, it's got to keep going. It's Radio Without the Rules. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Auntie Ballas on K-Hum.
Dirty money, not the flow.